an event that mixes music with community inside of one of Syracuse's architectural gems, returned to the Salt City last night for a weekend run. Solstice at the Cathedral brings together a wide variety of Central New York musicians, some well-known to local audiences and some that concertgoers will discover. Artistic director Joe Whitting notes that the performance is inside St. Paul's Cathedral, but based on the audience feedback, it has a broad appeal.
And it is hard to define because it's in a church, it's in a sacred place, but it's not a sacred presentation. There is some sacred music in it, but it's an inspirational show, but it's a non-denominational show, and it's just a feel-good show.
The cathedral was built in 1885 and features Victorian Gothic Revival architecture along with a renowned group of stained glass windows, so audience members can enjoy the surroundings along with the music. Whitting says the Solstice concerts started in the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, but St. Paul's has better sightlines and sound quality. He adds both the musician lineup and concert program changes every year.
From what it started at was much more of a collection where all the pieces were kind of interconnected. Now a lot of the stuff is kind of standalone. So we try to, like I said, stay with people's strengths. If they can join in with the other groups, other performers, great. I get to do something different than what I normally do because people know me as an R&B guy or as a rock guy, but I get to do bigger songs than I normally get to do. So I really look forward to stretching out.
Solstice at the Cathedral opened last night and continues tonight, as well as two shows on Saturday. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.